A Free Life by Ha Jin. Narrated by Jason Ma.
Part 1. Chapter 1. Finally, Tao Tao got his passport and visa. For weeks, his parents had feared that China, even if not closing the door outright, would restrict the outflow of people. After the Tiananmen massacre on June 4, 1989, all the American airlines except United had canceled their flights to Beijing and Shanghai. At the good news, Ping Ping burst into tears. She quickly rinsed the colander in which she had drained the shredded turnip for her jellyfish salad, took off her apron, and set out with her husband, Nan Wu, for the town center of Woodland, where the office of Travel International was located. The plane ticket cost 70% more than the regular fare because it had not been purchased 3 weeks in advance. The Wus didn't hesitate. As long as Tao Tao could get out of China in time and safely, it was worth any price. They also bought round-trip tickets from Boston to San Francisco for themselves. Neither Ping Ping nor Nan could go back to China to fetch Tao Tao, who had been staying with Ping Ping's parents for the past 3 years. And since no one in Ping Ping's family had a passport, not to mention the difficulty in getting a visa from the U.S. Embassy, the boy would have to fly by himself. Ping Ping's brother, a middle school physics teacher who had just returned to their parents' home for the summer vacation, had agreed to take his nephew from Jinan City to Shanghai. There, Tao Tao would be left in the hands of the American flight attendants. Barely six, he wasn't allowed to change planes unaccompanied, so his parents would have to go and collect him in San Francisco. The travel agent, a bosomy brunette with olive skin and long hair, helped Nan make a reservation for the least expensive room at a hotel near you.